Hello, lads and lasses, how are you doing? Welcome to another episode of Cow Daily. Just a quick note, if you didn't catch yesterday's episode, it was about the intersection between football hooliganism and the ultra scene and the new Italian government. Also, the conditions that were created over the last couple of decades, not just there, but globally for the fascists to rise. So yeah, check that out. It's on... you can get it audio, Spotify, Apple. Also, you can get it on the YouTube channel as well. There's this a separate video made out of the live stream yesterday due to dogs getting in me business. One of them's downstairs, so let's fingers crossed that Zeb doesn't muck this up. Today, what we're going to be talking about is can we trust Keir Starmer? I'm going to do like a little bit about the Labour conference and then just generally about what's going on in the news as well. It's a format that we might do sort of on and off rather than just like sort of the one topic things like we did yesterday. I just felt like yesterday deserved a bit of time. So it's about 40 minutes long, but I needed a bit to be quite honest with you because there's a hell of a lot going on. There's clips from a documentary in the year 2000 about specifically about Lazio football hooligans, which the as you will see, just watch it actually, didn't worry about it. Anyway, before we move on, what we got... Please subscribe to the Cow Daily YouTube channel. We're on the march to getting it monetized. Also, we're pushing to get 2,000 subscribers as well. So if you haven't, please stop this video, whatever it is, and go and subscribe. Also, links in the description. It'd be really helpful if you'd go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or both even and give us a nice 5-star review and a nice comment as well. I'll be touching a little bit more on why later. Something properly funny going on in our category, which I want you to know about. So also patreon.com/cowdaily if you want to support our work. Also, if you want to do a one-off donation, our PayPal link is in the description. Also, mailing list will be rocking with that very soon. Now we're rocking on the daily, so please sign up to the it link in the description. Literally takes you 2 seconds. Put your email address in, press send, done. Lovely. And also, if you could, please share the stream, good people. Also, get your comments in, because obviously I'm flying solo on this one, so it'd be really helpful. Anyway, Keir Starmer, what of him? Look, we know that he's broken every one of his 10 pledges when he got elected. We know this. But there was something that I just want to pull up about him recently. Recently, he said this, and by recently, I think this was this morning.
I was speaking to CW about it last week. Lines.
Well, look, I don't think that the role of politicians is to go onto picket lines. I think I want to what? See this.
So that was Starmer on Good Morning Britain saying, I don't think the role of politicians is to go on picket lines. That seems to be the line. But when he was trying to get elected as leader, this is Keir Starmer on a picket line in his constituency.
Politicians to come out and support you and stand with you in this. So I'm very proud to do that, to be with you this morning and to support you through this campaign, both as the local MP for here, but also in the shadow cabinet and as running as leader of the Labour Party, because my leadership, if I win it, will be standing with you and other campaigns like you so that we can win issues like this that are so important. Thank you very much indeed.
Now, the attack line from his supporters, or even just people who really, really want us to like shut up and vote Labour is, are you surprised? Are you surprised? Well, no, I'm not surprised. Like, check what body of work. We've been going on about this dickhead for ages. We're not surprised at all. So you can park that one up. The other one is the whole, well, yeah, he might be a liar, but like, you know, there's nothing else we can do. And if you don't support him, then you're worse than the Tories. Great stuff, aye? Nice one. I'm going to rush to that voting booth and stick me cross in the box next to a party that the Ford Report said has a hierarchy of racism. And as far as I'm aware, and I pay attention, hasn't done anything other than issue a denial of the findings of the Ford Report. So... cheers, nice one. I like, as a committed anti-racist, I'm going to vote for that party that does that. That's a really good idea. What we need, quite obviously, is well, from a Labour perspective, that could do with giving us something to vote for. This whole thing about, like, oh, we'll do a green energy company and whatnot. Firstly, I don't believe them. Secondly, there was a protester just yesterday at the Labour Party conference, and there was a fringe meet, well, a side meeting about, I think it was green energy, whatever. Can't remember what it was, but it was sponsored by Drax, which is like a big sort of climate knacking criminal, like massive corporation. So they've got Drax in there, they've got Deliveroo in there talking about how can we make the gig economy work for us and all of this carry on. They have not changed, man. They have not changed in the bloody slightest. Also, as well, Labour to Win, which is the kind of Labour rights version of Momentum, basically, they deleted this tweet. And the tweet reads, "The job isn't finished yet. We need to follow through and shut that door on the hard left where it can never be open again," shouts to Larry Grayson every time. It wasn't the ghost of Larry Grayson who wants to shut the door on the hard left. It's Gurinder Singh Jozan CBE, who's on the UK Labour NEC. Cheers, mate. All the best to you. Do you want to define what hard left is? Because for me, that seems to be anybody who disagrees with the leadership, anybody who wants to speak truth, anti-racists. Jewish women seem to be like really high on the list of what would be constituted hard left, which is really strange. It's not going to end. This whole sort of, we'll just put it to one side and support the seemingly only gig in town. No? How about no? How about something comes along and, because there's a long time between now and the next election, something comes along and I'll hop on that. Or this is my current position. I am voting for nobody. Nobody has made a case that I personally feel that deserves or demands taking the time to go and vote. I'm not even going to do the sort of spoiling me ballot paper thing. I did that for years. It makes no fucking difference whatsoever. So I'm going to not vote. But I'm still going to like talk about politics, and I'm still going to be out there every day doing what I possibly can. Like, I have all of my adult life to try and make things a bit easier for people, because, like, you know, putting your cross in a box every 4 or 5 years, every fucking year at the minute, it seems, it's laziness. And if you think that, like, you know, it's like this some sacred thing, democracy has already been fucked up and bastardized in this country. You're talking about like voting for a party, Labour, who have done absolutely everything they could, it seems, to throw the last two elections. So you're trying to tell me the people who did that, we need to vote for them. The whole system is fucked, man. We need to be talking about the system, not about tinkering around the edges with these arseholes who are clearly there for their own careers. I'd suggest as well, if you want to see a great example of that, go and watch the sickening interview of Owen Jones with Jess Phillips this morning from Labour conference. The most bad faith arsehole. I mean, I cannot stand that. Like, I just cannot stand somebody who gleefully, she just loves the way things have turned out. She's saying, how's that working out for you and all of that. And I mean, I'm sure she sees Owen Jones as hard left, which is an absolute joke. But there you go. I don't even know what hard left is. Is it people who just want everybody who's living in poverty to have what they need and a little bit more? I mean, I see that the posts and responses to that, if you can call them that, is like, oh, look at you with your principles. So the attack line is like people who have principles now, is it? Once again, it's not going to be a big vote winner for you with certain people. Another thing that I found from Labour Party conference yesterday, and I thought this was hilarious. It's indicative of like the briefcase wankerdom that seems to be the filtration system towards people going on and doing well within the Labour Party, or just sometimes even the wider movement. Have a look at this fucker, man.
Around the world, there are countless times that PR has allowed for the rise of extremists, and we must not threaten our democracy by allowing this fringe politics. I would say, just have a look at the national government in Scotland or the new far-right government in Italy. The threat is real, and I don't want any part of that.
Right, that was a Labour delegate at conference, right? Yesterday, I think. No idea who he is, but it's not important. Another briefcase wanker who's hoping to become an MP and God knows what else afterwards. Probably him. So they're comparing the SNP to the actual fascists, like the Scottish government. They are comparing to the Italian government. If you want to know more about the Italian government, as I said, look at yesterday's video. It's on also on iTunes and Spotify. Utterly fucking preposterous. You don't even need to watch the video to work out why. You're saying Nicola Sturgeon is like somebody who joined a fascist youth movement at 15 years old, are you? Good one. So have you done the numbers? Because people seem to want to talk about numbers quite a lot. If you want to take this kind of attack line, and there was a lot of attack lines towards the SNP, not comparing them to the fash like, but within Starmer's so-called keynote speech yesterday. If you want to go and attack the SNP, fine, that's probably what you probably think you should do. Without Scotland, you cannot win a general election. Look at the numbers, right? So you're attacking like the SNP in these ways. So effectively, by proxy, this delegate is calling most of the electorate, or the people who voted at least in Scotland, the fash, or people who vote for the fash. Fucking idiots in the Labour Party, man. And I swear to God, they like go on as if they're like this big-brained fucking thing. If you want the people of Scotland to vote for you, how about you stop doing fucking deals with the Tories within Scotland just to keep the SNP out? Because I'm from the northeast of England, and traditionally we were very anti-Tory. It doesn't seem so now with the MPs in Blyth and Northwest Durham, but there you go. Scotland remains strong. It's anti-Tory to the core. So you can do all of these deals with the Tories all you want. It's not going to help you, man. Fuck the polls as well. Give it a couple of years before the election, see what happens there. So, Mick Lynch. Let's see what he's been saying.
I think people need to be on the streets. We need to protest about everything that's going on. The country's being run on behalf of the wealthy. It's not being run on behalf of the people. What we've seen in Scotland in the last few weeks is rent controls and non-eviction clauses being put down by the Scottish government. I think Keir Starmer could go for something like that. This government is...
Do you think he ever will?
Well, I don't know. That's up to him. This government that we've got now is being completely callous and cynical and ruthless. Our barristers are on strike. Our teachers will be on strike. I've just been talking to the Royal College of Nursing, which isn't involved in the Labour Party, is not affiliated to the TUC, and the BMA, the doctors' organisations, are going to be having national ballots. So we need a linked up, united working class movement that's going to challenge the basis of on which the society is being run. And we've got to get to a position where the society is run on behalf of the people and wealth is properly distributed on a fair basis.
Absolutely spot on, Mick. Totally spot on. You're quite right. People need to be getting out on the streets. Just on that, the Enough is Enough campaign have called mass protests in London, Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow, Leeds, Cardiff, Newcastle, Hull, Norwich, Nottingham, Portsmouth, Plymouth, Bristol. You can find out about additional events at wesayenough.co.uk/October 1st, which is, of course, when the day of action is. That's October the 1st. Mick's bang on. That's exactly one of the things that should be happening. In my view, what else should be happening? And this is for Mick, Eddie, Lexa Laura Pidcock, Jeremy Corbyn, recognisable faces within the movement. We need a political vehicle. We need a political party to rally around, get behind, campaign, vote for. It's another tactic. Like all of this sort of like go and vote for the Labour Party thing. It's just going to turn much more people off. We're asking people to forget the Ford Report's hierarchy of racism. Now, as a lifelong anti-racist, it ain't happening because they've not fucking even acknowledged it other than deny it. So I'm not just going to like cut black and brown people loose simply because like it would probably benefit me, to be quite honest, if Labour got in. But for the millions of people living in poverty, that Mick is obviously like going to bat for in his daily life. They've got nothing, nothing, because as we know, with these so fucking liberal, centrist, middle of the road people, they'll give a few crumbs away, it'll help a few people, and then they'll bosh a case study out online and go, and look at how we helped this person. Meanwhile, millions of others are in the shit. Do we want to have an even worse homelessness crisis than we've already got? Crime going through the roof when people can't afford to eat and the kids are starving? Because that's the way we're going. Don't get it twisted. We're in the shit. The absolute shit. The worst possible people in government at the worst possible time and the worst possible opposition too. With a left who are still shell-shocked and licking wounds. When, look, I get it, but it's been since 2019 here. We can rally round together and actually fucking do something here. So Mick, Laura, Jeremy, Eddie, others, start a fucking party, man, for fuck's sake, will yous? Like, honestly, I get it. I get it. Some of yous have been through the absolute shit, but you're going to get it anyway, so we might as well just go shit a bus. So please start a fucking party. How many fucking times, man? It's so what we need. It will bring hope. And look, even if it's not about getting elected, then let's have a bit of fucking hope, because where else is the hope? And you never know. It might just act like the Brexit Party, like a sort of kingmaker, and drag the Labour Party to the left from the outside. Look at the people who've left Labour. What, 200,000 members? I'd suggest most of them would be sympathetic to this. So imagine getting 200,000 members in the first month. Imagine it. Imagine what we could do. Imagine it, man. It would be brilliant. Let's see what the comments are saying. How ye's in the who's. Alri, just over 10 minutes of my bait time remaining. Thanks for some good content, bro. Peace in the Middle East. Big up the anti-fascist action everywhere. Richard Davis, none of the above. Indeed. I wish we had that on the ballot papers, to be honest, mate. It would be great. Richard goes on to say, if they can't get in against these Muppets, they never will. Spot on again, Richard. Do call again. Darren Shaw. Here he is. Starmer should have been on the picket line with the lads and lasses wanting a fair deal. Unfortunately, he's trying to appeal to everyone across the board. That simply isn't achievable. You're quite right. And I think we all know in life that if you try to be all things to all people, then you're going to be nothing to nobody. So you're quite right, mate. And I wish they would listen to people like you. But who are you to them? Just some shit on their shoe, just like I am. And that's the vibe I get off them. I mean, you remember the Coventry's bin strikes when Starmer like spat the word Coventry out of his mouth. They hate us, man. Keep it real. Yvonne, what are you saying? Need to maybe join Resist and the Socialist Labour Party. They're about to be. See, this is the thing. We've got so many of these sort of little or smaller sort of parties. What I think should happen is, as I say, is the recognisable face is set up, call it the Enough is Enough party, call it whatever you want. But what I'd like to see from these smaller parties, Tusk as well in there and others, is to just form around that banner. Because if we've got any chance of uniting the actual left, that doesn't include the Labour Party, by the way, they're not left wing, then this is the only gig in town as far as I'm concerned. And it's not even a gig. Nobody's actually going ahead and doing it. Please, please set this up. Please. Anyway, what else we got here? Oh, hold on. We've got another comment here from Russ. Left will never be united. There's plenty of other parties that should demonstrate why starting a new party is such a waste of time and further splits the left. Fine, do it, but do it after we've got PR. No. How about that? How about no? No. Because I don't agree with your analysis, and like we've been through this so many times. If you keep banging on about PR, it's just the next split within, everything, basically. I think it should happen. I campaigned for it back before the first referendum, which then was fudged by the Liberal Democrats into AV. All that they're going to do is just either try and fudge it into something that isn't PR, which isn't perfect, by the way. It will turn up coalition governments. I mean, you can look at it, you like numbers, Russ, go and look at it yourself. So I don't agree with your analysis whatsoever. And what we actually need to be doing here is putting all of the fucking pressure on to like make sure the needs of millions of people living in poverty, i.e. everybody, not just some. Because like you're kidding yourself, right? Starmer and his mob, they work off focus groups and the work off like polling and whatever, which has been shown to be absolutely like, well, it's not a reliable, like it's not reliable at all, is it? It's so they work off that, right? There's a hell of a lot that can actually like happen between now and an election. So in terms of these numbers and whatnot, I'm not sure if it affect like actually illustrates object reality, like the reality that people are facing. Like let's just look at it from this. Labour think they can get a majority. They're fucking deluded. I mean, that's the noise that people are making. So they're not going to do the PR thing. There was three separate things from the 2019 Labour Party conference that Starmer just straight up ignored. The day before the PR vote went through at Labour conference, he come out and said he's not going to do it. So chase your tail all you fucking want on this PR thing. We need to be out here trying to do the things that we can do for everybody living in poverty. I mean, this autumn we're coming into now. Martin Lewis said a month ago, 10 million more people will be dragged under the poverty line. 10 million, man. It's like, it's just under a sixth of the fucking population. Like, the fuck are we, like, fuck PR, basically. It's not like high on my list of priorities at all. Right, what we got? Russ is replying. Labour not getting a majority is a good thing for PR. If they want power, they'll be in coalition. Any other coalition members are strong on PR. It's a reasonable point, mate. It is. I just think it is another chasing the tail thing, just like Brexit was for a lot of people who were like sort of ultra Remain. Like, I don't see very much sort of self-awareness coming out from those people. Now, I voted Remain personally, but it was through gritted teeth, as I've said many times, and I've explained my reasons for it on other shows, so I won't, like, so I'm blue in the face, so I won't go into that again. What that then did was give sort of like liberals who've just took PR on as their new hobby horse, like the sort of liberal referendum, like second referendum people, which, to be, if you look, John McDonnell and Keir Starmer had an alliance during that time together. So there was no alliance within that. That completely and utterly fucked everything. And I absolutely, I'll be honest with you, I regret the amount of focus that I personally put on it at the time. Simple as that. Right, Russ, what are you saying? Being out there and doing stuff for people in poverty isn't mutually exclusive. Never said it was, but all you talk about on the fucking Facebook page is PR. Are you going to talk about like asking what to vote for a party that hasn't acknowledged the findings of the Ford report? Are you going to widen your content, mate? Because like, I don't see you actually talking about solutions for the millions of people in, like, living in poverty, like everybody. And if you want to come and riposte with like, oh well, that'll just be like the Labour Party, absolutely factually inaccurate. They offer nothing for everybody living in poverty. Anyway, what else is people saying? Robert Grady, working groups, etc. just get weather vane politics and politicians. Big up yourself, mate. Sure do. Anyway, moving on. What else do we have for you? One of the things I wanted to point out is how the media have like just sort of closed around the Labour Party now, much like with the same energy of what I'm describing. So this is Kevin Maguire, who used to work for The Guardian, but is he here? Associate editor of the Daily Mirror currently. Great for you, mate. Anyway, there's two clips melded together here. The second one's from The World Transformed, which Jeremy Corbyn got a standing ovation at. So let's see what Kevin's had to say. The World Transformed is something that runs alongside Labour Party conference.
Is here, is a bit of a ghostly figure, wandering around largely unnoticed, it's got to be said.
So So, right, what I'm seeing this as is an example of what I'm seeing in the wider media, where what they are doing is trying to, I call it the dirty dancing move, which is trying to put baby in the corner. They're basically, what they're trying to do now is not just like absolutely destroy the man, but like completely and utterly like remove any kind of like, well, they're mischaracterizing them as some kind of ghostly figure walking around Labour conference like that everybody's ignoring. Well, I definitely think that's happening because I've seen the likes of Jess Phillips and other ghouls rocking around there. But outside of that, the World Transformed had quite a vibrant thing going on. Jeremy got a standing ovation there. He's not what people are making him out to be, but it's well seen. The people who take their opinions from mainstream press and then just parrot it, and I fucking laugh about it every day. Like, can you imagine having friends like that? Some of us don't have to imagine. So anyway, what else we got here? Actually, just something I want to mention, which I thought was really funny. Obviously, we're like back doing a new term. I'm back with regular and predictable studio time, as you can see. So put a couple of episodes out. We got back into the top 40 in the charts. 2 seconds, my screens went a bit mad there. It's back. So we're back in that. Great that we're above Sarah Vine's Daily Mail female half-hour podcast. Also, that's that Ruth somebody on LBC. Lovely. And then the BBC Wales cast, who I have no issue with whatsoever. Big up them. Reason I'm pointing this out is, firstly, thanks everybody for just supporting what we're doing. It's really nice to see that we just came back in out of nowhere just after a couple of shows, which is just brilliant. What I did notice was this, though. The CIA have brought out a podcast, and it's in our category. You can see where this is going. I'm going all Kevin Keegan. I would love it if we beat them. Love it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being above the CIA in the charts? So please go to the links in the description of this podcast. Go to, in this case, we're going to really target Apple Podcasts because this is the one it's in. So please go and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Download, listen to it, and share it with your friends. But obviously go to Spotify as well. Please do it there. Great if you could do it on Apple Podcasts, because I just think it would be such a laugh to like be above the CIA. Especially after we did that whole breakdown on a previous show about the CIA. So if you want to know more about that, go and find it. Absolutely madness. A few miscellaneous things I just want to pull up for you. Something that I thought was really quite interesting. And I'm really interested in your comments as well, so if you want to get them in. Right, this is from an American activist, at RC Moya 84. I thought this was quite interesting. So Renee says, the real lessons from the fall of Corbyn in the UK is that we must build alternative and accountable institutions, and we must be prepared to defend our people to the hilt without apology or reservations. Too many on the British left field here. We must learn from that failure. What I've found really interesting about that is how the American left are analysing what went on in Britain, but they're not like weighed down by the baggage of like, that we are by actually being there and being part of it. They're taking lessons from it, and what they're taking from it is we must be on the front foot. We must defend what we're doing without apology, obviously, if we're in integrity with ourselves. And it drove me fucking mad. And you can see this in the sort of Labour files as well, at least in part, how the Corbyn leadership's weak point was it wouldn't see this. And we've all seen how it turned out. Might as well go shit or bust when you're in that position and just go, nah, this is wrong. You're going to get the noise of the full weight of the establishment media coming at you anyway, and they're going to try and destroy you anyway. So if you're going to be in that position, you might as well just get on the front foot and attack. So I just thought that was like a reasonably like decent Precy in the form of a tweet by an American activist. So big up at RC Moya 84. One thing that I just wanted to touch on real brief. Kwasi Kwarteng, new Chancellor of the Exchequer, from the Register of Members' Financial Interests as of 20th of March 2011. Underlined here on screen is OD Asset Management. He was a paid consultant to that, and obviously it says remunerated employment. Recently, like not long after he was made Chancellor, from Reuters, OD's hedge fund soars 145% on bets against UK bonds, says sources. That's from September the 22nd, 2022. Now, I don't know if those two things are linked. All I'm saying is those two things exist. That's all I'm saying. We can all make our own minds up. Let's see if we've got any comments. We do. What we got? Right. What we got? Russ is saying, shouldn't the CIA one be in the fictional category? Yes, sir, it should. And it's really nice to see you come with non-PR content. Big up yourself. afternoon, Mike, says Shelley. Nice to see you here, mate. Always a pleasure. Right, so a couple more miscellaneous ones I think we've got for you next. Ah, it's more Crispin O'Day stuff. So this is from today. Crispin O'Day, how Quartz's ex-boss is cashing in on the cost of living crisis. The hedge fund manager is described as lucrative bets against the government as the gifts that keep on giving. That's Jim Fitzpatrick in Open Democracy. Madness, innit? Absolutely off its barnet. I certainly think there should be some form of investigation, but I don't understand what the hell is going on. I mean, I don't know, like, actually, I'm not going to say what this is because I can't corroborate the source, but it was something about Quarteng just after the Brexit result came in, where he was cock-a-hoop. But I want to check that source before I'll say anything, because bloody hell, accuracy is important, mates. Anyway, thanks for being here. We're going to try and do as many of these on the daily as we possibly can. As I said, please help us defeat the CIA. Obviously not in general, but we can do this in the podcast charts. So help us get back into the top four and usurp the CIA in the podcast charts. Because, look, at the end of the day, it's not like we can do anything, is it? I don't think we can do anything else. So please comment, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. patreon.com/cowdaily if you want to support our work. Also, PayPal link in the description if you want to leave a one-off donation. We really appreciate it. And thanks for being here, everybody, as well. I think what we'll probably do is some kind of like regular time once we get settled back down in the studio here and I can get a proper workflow going because it's been a big enforced break, which we didn't want. But that's life, isn't it? And that's the craziness of the world that we live in. Love to every single one of you. I'm not asked whether we agree or not. Debate's important. And as long as it's in good faith, we're here. So nice one, everybody. Catch us later.